from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. In Colombia, rescuers are sorting through mounds of debris and mud in search of missing people. A massive wall of water from three flowing rivers in Colombia swept through the region overnight, destroying homes and infrastructure and killing about 200 people. Shortly after the banks of the rivers burst, a landslide followed, devastating the southwestern town of Mocoa. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town of 40,000 near the border with Ecuador. A large South Korean ship carrying iron ore from Brazil to China with 24 people on board has gone missing in the South Atlantic, about 2,500 kilometers off the coast of Uruguay. Seoul's official Yonhap News Agency said the 266,000-ton Stellar Daisy, it was last heard from on Friday when a crew member texted the ship was tilting sharply to port and in danger of sinking. The ship had departed Brazil on March 26th. Yonhap later reported that two crew had been found afloat and rescued, but it said other lifeboats and rafts found in the area were empty. Michael Flynn, the retired Army general whom U.S. President Donald Trump ousted as his national security advisor, has amended his financial disclosure statement revealing his ties with Russia. Flynn's new filings show the Russian state-sponsored news organization RT paid him $45,000 to speak at its 10th anniversary celebration. And not only that, two other Russian firms paid him several thousand dollars for speeches. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley saying on Sunday that President Donald Trump has not blocked her from attacking Russia. The comment comes as Mr. Trump continues to assail domestic news media for its reporting on congressional and legal investigations into whether his aides colluded with Moscow officials to help him win the election. Haley says the president has not once called her to ask her not to beat up on, quote, Russia. Famine is devastating parts of South Sudan, and aid agencies say an influx of South Sudanese refugees into Uganda is straining its food resources. Joe Craig reports.
Uganda has taken about half of the more than 1.5 million South Sudanese people who have fled into neighboring countries, as South Sudan has become Africa's largest refugee crisis, resulting from more than 3 years of civil war. As the refugees flee conflict, sexual violence, looting, and food insecurity, highlighted by the recent announcement of famine in two counties of Unity State, they're finding that aid agencies are struggling to provide them with enough food in the Ugandan refugee settlements. The government of Uganda and UNHCR, the UN's refugee agency, work with humanitarian organizations to coordinate the refugee response at the border entry points, providing clean water and medical screenings that include examining children for malnutrition and providing high-energy biscuits for people who are likely malnourished. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Well, things aren't any better in Somaliland, where authorities there say famine looms in the breakaway republic as the government suspends development programs due to a crippling drought that has killed dozens of people and most of the livestock in eastern regions. Speaking to VOA, Somaliland Vice President Abdurrahman Abdul Ali Salisi says drought conditions look set to deteriorate further with an increasing risk of famine. Salisi says Somaliland has few resources to cope with the drought, which has severely affected the economy. As the U.S. Senate prepares for a confirmation vote on Republican President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, Democratic opposition continues to mount. Three more Democratic senators announced their opposition to Gorsuch, setting up a confrontation with Republicans. But on Sunday, on NBC's Meet the Press, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there's no reason for Democrats to deny Gorsuch a vote of approval.
Unanimously well qualified by the American Bar Association, 99% of the time in the majority. 97% of his opinions were unanimous. Only one time reversed by the Supreme Court. There's no rational basis, no principled reason for voting against Neil Gorsuch, and that's what's before the Senate this week.
Republicans control the Senate by 52-48, but if Democrats can garner 41 votes, they would be able to sustain the filibuster. As of Friday, 36 Democrats said they would support the move. A prominent Russian newspaper reporting hundreds of men in the Russian Republic of Chechnya have been rounded up and detained recently on suspicions of being homosexual, and at least three have died while in custody. The Novaya Gazeta said it was aware of other sources who say the death toll may be far higher. I'm Philip Alexio.
That's the latest world news from VOA.